Iowa just issued an alert to consumers that they could encounter devastating financial losses due to non-covered claims by ride-sharing. Texas hasn't issued a warning, but San Antonio is still in the thick of trying to appease both ride-sharing companies and the taxicab industry. George Mary is the president of Elegant Limousine in San Antonio. He's on the task force to figure out how to update the city's vehicle-for-hire ordinance to include ride-sharing companies. But he says nothing is being proposed to satisfy each industry, because they each require different rules.
And I don't believe that we have enough here in San Antonio to take, we have enough information to make the right decision right now to present to the council.
Meantime, the public safety initiative of the taxicab industry called Who's Driving You is also warning that background checks by the companies aren't sufficient.
The reason for this is because a private company can't simply dial up the Justice Department and ask it to vet a driver.
Dave Sutton is the campaign spokesperson.
So as a result, we're seeing and hearing numerous stories about felons getting through.
Previously, a spokesperson for Lyft said that their drivers go through several background, safety, and other checks before operating. Assistant Police Director Steve Baum told us in a statement that he is continuing to have discussions regarding the vehicle-for-hire ordinance. He says a draft proposal was crafted and is still subject to revision before it's presented to the City Council's Public Safety Committee. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.